This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Don't take this personally, but, I mean, you have no talent.
All right, I've heard it, and I'll deal
with it. Oh, I hate that show.
I've heard it, and I'll deal with
it.
Don't
take this personally, but, I mean, you have no talent.
All right, shut up.
Looks like baby vomit.
That I
shut
like.
Up.
I like that baby vomit.
Anyway, before we start the show, it's going to be a lot about Matt, Matt the Pollock, who's got to learn stuff the hard way.
That's yes, right. He does. Seems not to have learned his lessons.
I do want to start today by thanking, and I have to keep his name anonymous, the officer that... allowed my girlfriend and her mom to go on that extensive White House thing yesterday.
Very, very good.
He called and said, please don't say my name.
Of course. But we can certainly say that the you know, the good people at that branch.
And whatever agency it was.
The agency.
We do thank them.
Right.
And I do thank you. And seriously, thank you very much. And everybody has asked me what were things like when I got home last night.
Yeah.
Well, maybe somebody had their radio dial turned to the show at some point yesterday, because when I walked home, when I walked home.
Was it chilly when you walked home?
No, it was almost like a scene that had been set. I came through the door and there was smile, and almost in unison it was, thank you, we had a wonderful time at the White House today.
You mean such a demonstrative...
It was
display
nice.
Display of Mike, gratitude was... that you maybe thought that they had heard what you said?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
So it was very nice and very
hard.
What if
they didn't hear it? Did anybody make reference
to it? No, they got wind of it. I know they got wind of it. I found out in a fascinating discussion with my girlfriend this morning. One of those real nice discussions where you have to step outside.
Ah, lovely.
When you're in your own house, but you have to step outside.
We've all been there.
To have a conversation.
Well, they were happy. That's the important thing. They were happy.
Yep, they're leaving tomorrow, so I treasure our last night together.
Of course,
right, treasure our last night together. And my girlfriend, she's learning on the run. Here's how the conversation ended today. The conversation that we had to have outside, you know, again, hence the whole problem, we got to go outside to talk, just to talk.
Come here.
So we go outside and we're discussing and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Finally, I said... All right, so everything's cool. She said, yeah. And I said, all right, I love you. And she said, I know.
Oh, dear.
That's good. Uh-huh. She didn't respond with I love you, too?
No, I mean, that's in her own way, that's like the little, you know, mini. That's just like, that's that last ninja star thing that she throws. Although it's
a little Death Star.
It's just a little gummy Death Star. It just bounces off and doesn't really do anything.
Right. Well, everything's right in the world then.
Yep. Everything is A-okay.
Good. Happy for you.
How about with you?
Oh, couldn't be better.
Really?
Well, let's go.
Not really.
Why? What's happening?
Well, my day started today with a comment that kind of feeding on yesterday's comments that I made with, let me see if I've got the quote right. Yeah, I think it goes something like this. I am so sick of hearing about the effing New York Yankees.
Oh, my.
So now you know. Now, listen, now we later on kissed and made up. It was fine, but there's a little table pushing, a little chair pushing, you know, and
wow, Tiger.
Well, no, not me. It was
her.
She pushed the chair, and then I pushed the table, and then she went to work.
The Yankees do that to people.
Well, no, here's the deal. As I said later on in a phone conversation, I said, listen, there are a lot of things that I can maybe modify. There are a lot of things that I can say I'm sorry for, and there are a lot of times that I will express remorse. But one of the things that I will not be able to change about me, something that is ingrained in me, bitching about the New York Yankees is something that is, it's an extension of me. And when the Red Sox lose and the Yankees win and they cut the lead to 8 games, even though it's 8 games, I'm going to start bitching because that's just what I do. And I said, I'm not saying anything about you. I'm not saying anything about anybody else. It's the Yankees, and that's where I project all of my frustration. That's where I get my tension out. And when you say to me, I am so sick of hearing about the effing New York Yankees, it's just it hurts. and it hurt me badly. And this is after I got up and made a nice little breakfast, too. That, strangely enough, wasn't eaten this morning.
What'd you make?
I made an omelet. I made a lovely light sausage and mushroom
omelet. A New
York
Yankee omelet.
Those are great.
I didn't have mushrooms in my omelet.
A nice George.
A nice Steinbrenner omelet.
I always called him George Posada.
It is, you know, they call him George Posada.
You know, the
Yankee announcers refer to him as George sometimes.
You know, I didn't know that. You know, the only
I don't know whether he prefers to be called Jorge or George.
I saw on American Chopper when he came into the Tuttle's garage, Mama Chopper, Grandma Tuttle, called him George.
George Posada.
Kept saying, there's George Posada. And they kept
I didn't know they made a bike. Did they make a bike for George Posada?
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
Why, does that make you unhappy? Oh, because he's a Yankee.
That's right.
Mike, can I tell you something?
The Tuttles made him a motorcycle?
I am so tired of hearing you talk about the effing New York Yankees.
Well, yeah, well, you all better deal with it because it's part of me. And it's time of year. It's that time of year where now things are starting to look a little scary.
Can I tell you something? Don't be offended now.
Yes?
It's the pussy side of you being a Red Sox fan. What you are doing is acknowledging the fact that the Yankees, even though they're mired in whatever place they're in and they're eight games behind.
Second.
What you're saying is they are a force to be reckoned with, and you're afraid of them.
They are a force to be reckoned with, and I am afraid of them. I freely admit that.
Oh, God.
And it's up to our team to solidify the offense and make sure that we keep them down for as long as possible.
Let's get Mike some Kotex, please.
Do you remember 1978? Do you happen to remember that? I believe that lead,
like
let
do.
Me see, let me check that history, that recent history, it was just like it was yesterday. That lead, I believe, was 14 and a half games at the All-Star break. Not the paltry 10-game lead that they had this time around.
Yeah?
Well, no, it's just, what's happening is, you know, I've been there twice now. This is the second time where I've been there, where the first time I came in and it was, I was mentioning the
I'm on
the
your girlfriend's
out.
Side.
I know you are.
Is that hilarious?
You know, you are quite often. Both of you share the little, you know, dislike of my idiosyncrasies. I understand that. But you need to know that I am me.
Why can't you just focus your love on the Red Sox rather than also putting equal energy and passion into hating the Yankees?
It's complicated.
It's complex.
Can't you spend time with us instead of them?
First of all, anyone that is a like-minded
individual.
I'm going
to speak now on behalf of all of your former wives and your future wives.
Incidentally, they're having a contest, and I will be sending in a letter of explanation as to why I should be president.
Of what?
Red Sox Nation. They're having a contest right now. Jerry Remy is reading them on the broadcast, and he ripped one up last night because the guy asked for free tickets. So that's I learned my lesson there. But I'd like to be, you know, don't you think that a person that has lived outside of the area for his entire adult life and has maintained that passion and that loyalty should
on
be president of the Red Sox Nation?
Let me see. No, plaintiff number one, plaintiff number two, future Mrs., soon to be plaintiff number three. I understand your pain.
Okay.
I understand it.
She'll enjoy hearing that.
I understand it.
She'll enjoy hearing you say that.
Make a compromise with
him. You could side with me occasionally.
Mike, here's what I'd say. Make a compromise. You know,
I'm rubbing my eyes in that baby way.
Just stop. You're going to get pink eye. Stop it.
No.
Because you know how
I'm rubbing my eyes like Larry King did. There's a lot of pollen out there today. You ever see Larry King do that? You know, remember that little clip where he just goes, wee-oh, wee-oh, wee-oh.
Give her the lip service that you're going to just focus on the Red Sox.
I thought of you today when I was arguing with
you. I just don't bitch about the Yankees to her.
Do you know how sometimes I'll give you a look or something that'll piss you off? You know what I mean? I'm really good at that. You know how I am?
Yes.
And I did the same thing to her.
Yes,
and it was like she slept in today. She got up at about 8 o'clock. She normally gets up at 6:45, and she slept in, and I made her breakfast. And I did something that I know you would relate to this, too. You'd side with her again on this because I made her mad when I went, I'm sorry that you're so tired. And I did that. I did that same kind of look with my hands, and that's what really set her off.
You're
today.
Such a spoiled ass sometimes.
See, I knew you'd be simpatico.
You really are.
How am I a spoiled ass?
Please, because she slept. At what time did Malord roll out this morning?
Oh boy, I don't know.
How about this morning?
The same time every morning.
What time this morning? Anywhere
between seven and eight.
So what, she slept in 30 minutes later than you?
I went downstairs and made her breakfast. I thought it would be very unique for her to get a breakfast before work, something she never gets when she's trundling off to the salt mines, supporting me in the manner to which I'd like to become accustomed.
And what did you make again?
I made a sausage and mushroom omelet, ooh, and I made my special breakfast potatoes and, that I could make for you if you'd like sometime.
And then the
if
problem,
you ever deign to give me a cooking segment.
The problem was what? That you brought it up, you brought the food to her, and then you started talking about the Yankees?
Yeah. Yeah. She said, did you call about the kids' furniture? That we ordered kids' furniture, and it's right at that time when it should be. You know how you have to wait for right. furniture? So she asked that in kind of a sleepy way, in a sleepy, unkind way, I thought. You know, it's that, say, did you call about the kids' furniture? You know, that kind of sleepy type of thing. And then it was, did you call the exterminator? We have ants. And I said, no, I didn't do that yet. As she was starting to dig in. And then the little crawl came on Sports Center where it says Yankees win in 10 innings. And I had turned it off thinking maybe Toronto would hold on. I go, right. Oh, well, there it is, 10th inning. They're the Yankees again. I am so sick of hearing about the epic New York Yankees. And that's when it all spiraled out of control. But we made up. We made up.
You're a complex man with many layers. Now that I hear this, I don't know. Now I'm on your side.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You know, but I'm not. I'm as simple as simple can be.
And this is how easily I'm swayed. My next question: what stopped you from hitting her?
The counseling.
Yeah.
You know that the series of now I'm going to make myself laugh. I see how some of my coworkers handle violent domestic situations, uh-huh. and I don't want to duplicate that.
I always
that
tell you to say the truth, and goddamn, I'm hiding behind this pussyfied issue myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, stand up and tell her, you know what? My house, my rules.
Well, I kind of did that. It was when I was challenged on the New York Yankees.
If only I had the nerve to say that myself.
I never quite said it like that. I did later on say I'm a man, and when you challenge my manhood, you know, with putting down my favorite hobby, this is my summer diversion. This is what I put a lot of my emotion into. Yes, it's stupid.
You know,
I know it's stupid. All Red Sox fans know this is stupid, but it's fun.
No, Mike, what was I thinking?
Thank you for backing me.
I'm crazy in the head and crazy in the bed.
You're Bozza in the Gagoozza.
I am. Thank you, as my Italian fake grandfather would say.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I'm not kidding here. Seriously.
Yeah.
And you made her breakfast?
I did.
Why didn't you just spill it all over her?
Yeah, throw it at her.
Well, I didn't spill it all over her.
Why didn't you?
Because it ended up on the floor.
How did it end up on the floor?
When I tilted the table.
When you were playing the chair and table game?
Well, she pushed the chair in and it fell. And then she walked out to walk the dog, and then I think she came back, and I said, oh, okay, you want to do that? I can push furniture around, too. And when I tilted the table, the breakfast fell on the floor.
Sure.
You know what I call that?
You know,
I call that a win.
You had me.
I call that a win.
You had me at food on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. I cleaned the food on the floor, though.
Final word.
You know, I mean, for what that's worth. That's after she left.
You should have left it all day.
I left it all day to rot. No, because we call that evidence.
How did she react to the food hitting the floor?
Not really any reaction at all. I mean, it was at that point she walked out to work.
What the hell am I thinking?
She took the dog with her to work, which was sort of a statement that she
was
making.
What is wrong with me? You know, the fact
And then really within the half hour, we both talked to each other on the phone and kissed and made up. And then she came home later that morning.
And since your plates are plastic, it didn't break.
It was a plastic plate, and it did not break. Uh-huh. Thank you. Good memory on that one.
Elongated. What is it? What is today? Today is the 18th of July.
Right.
It's been almost 2 months. I've had house guests almost the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like I've been neutered. I apologize. Like someone has taken my balls away. My God, Mike, you're absolutely right. You're right.
Thank you.
If you're listening, Carla, Mike's right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And if you're listening, Janet, I was right.
So she's not listening today?
Oh, no, I'm sure they are today.
They are listening today.
I'm sure they are. Where are they going?
Yeah.
Everywhere they can. Everywhere they can.
As many stops.
Well, they've had the big White House tour. Everything else is downhill.
So many more embassies to go to and museums to go to. And, and of course, they got an early start, as you would want to do. You know, they left the house before noon.
Oh, that's how you beat the traffic.
To pack in the most activity.
That really is my main complaint with having people in the house. With the time that we work. You know, you would think it's ideal to have people over at the house because if they're going to do the tourist stuff, they'll be gone in the morning.
Yes, super early out to get all the touristing done.
I'm there in the morning. They come back in late afternoon. They got a chance to get cleaned up and everything else. I come home and things are cool. The way that it works is that we all leave at about the same time, and this has really been what's going on.
Yeah.
I get home before they do.
That's not good.
That's hard to
do. That's tough. So then you're really preparing the entertainment for the evening.
Well, I have. But you know, with me, there's no entertainment, though.
Right.
And last night was just...
Did you have a little cookout last night?
No, last night was a weird, weird night. I was on the phone with our jackass agents.
Yes.
And, then I talked to you for a while.
I know you did.
I was making some business calls, and as it turns out, I said this to Janet, and she knew the phone was ringing back and forth. I said, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on tonight. About 8:45, I just hung up the phone and put PTI on, and she walked in and she said, we've been waiting for you. And I said, for what? And she said, for dinner.
Oh.
And I was like,
like, for you to provide it?
No, she had made.
Oh, that scared me
for
a second.
No, she had made dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
And apparently, for the last 45 minutes.
They were sitting at the table waiting to eat?
They'd been sitting at the table waiting to eat.
Wow.
And then I said, well, I just got done arguing with our jackass agent. I'm wound up. I don't feel like eating.
Yeah.
Y'all should just go ahead and.
He'll do that. He'll do that to you.
Just go ahead and eat.
He'll
without
suck the
me.
Appetite right out of you.
They do. Jesus Christ. So anyway, they.
Especially both of them together. We got two guys. Talking to our agent is like talking to the Godfather.
That's
like
center and headache number one, man.
It's our agent and then his consigliere that sits in the back with a sidearm.
Except seriously, they are retarded. Our representation has mental problems. They really
I totally
do.
Disagree.
They really do.
I could not disagree with you more completely.
My God. You know, you would think that I'm trying to leave the mafia. Seriously,
you are.
You would think that it's that scene in Analyze This, where De Niro stands up and goes, "Listen, that's it. I'm out." And you know,
once they get me out, they reel me back in, or whatever that line is.
Jesus Christ! But we're making progress.
All right,
we're making progress.
Making memories is what you're doing.
Sure are.
Making memories.
Sure are. Anyway, golly, have we started the show today?
I think the show has begun, yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, we got to do this.
Oh. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, douchebag.
Oh.
Oof, schivoza. Oof. Ooh, boy. Ooh. Yellow.
Oof, You're on the radio.
Who?
Turn your speaker down.
Oh, sorry. Let me turn it down. There you go.
Okay, well.
Is that more gooder and whatnot?
Yeah, good morning.
I tuned in a little bit late. What's the smoke-in going to be about?
Well, I'm expecting a guest who is being persecuted because he was appointed by the city of Oakland to be the administrator of its voter-approved marijuana distribution system.
Oakland, New Jersey?
Oakland, California.
Oh, the other Oakland. So is that what's happening on the 5th?
People for maybe 40 years.
You are the douchebag.
Gathering in one place or another and flaunting the law.
So are there going to be speakers there? Do you think Buzz Burbank will show up? Or do you think he won't be able to appear because of his vocal cord incident?
I don't know.
How about Joe Ardinger? Do you think he'll show up?
No idea.
So he goes wherever there's free weed. Are they handing out free weed?
Some people will be, I'm sure, and other people will be eager to get some.
Huh. Maybe I should go there with a big Ziploc bag full of cod pieces and hand them out in exchange for...
Well, it's something. I don't think you'll need one yourself.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Hi, it's me again. Oi, vey, the Don and Mike Show.
Just did a new jingle. Do you like it?
Work on it a little bit.
That's great.
Hello!
Well, hi, everybody!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know what time it is?
Welcome to Paula Time.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Look at the size of his unit.
If it's human waste, save some from me.
Looks like baby vomit.
Don't take this personally, but I mean, you have no talent.
Who's tough but sweet.
Everybody can suck it.
Hi there, Paris.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Let's
say hi to Robbie in the back room.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I don't know.
I'm mocking you, dork.
I know. Everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
To it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and
Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to be a funny show today.
The show's going to be funny.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Uh-huh.
The show is great.
There's our phone number in case you didn't catch it a moment ago. 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
I think you'll find we're one of these shows that doesn't continually give the number out unless we're doing a contest or something.
Right.
Generally because most of our calls suck.
You'll see. Yeah, no, we find if we give the number out frequently, we get those kind of calls.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, you've got my vote for president of Red Sox Nation.
Thank you.
I just wish Don would understand that he roots for the Rosie O'Donnell of sports, the Washington Redskins. You root.
Did
for
he
the
say that you? Did he say that you root for the Rosie O'Donnell sports?
Yes.
Rosie O'Donnell of sports, the Washington Red Sox. Well,
the Washington Red Sox.
He's all over the
Rosie O'Donnell of sports.
Hey, a vote is a vote. You know, that's the way I think.
Hold on. In some way, are you putting down the National Football League?
No, it's just that one team, the pigs of the NFL.
Oh,
the
it's a Redskins slam call.
What? You know, my favorite team is really the Packers.
Right.
But the bottom line is Mike is running for a respected position.
Oh, come on.
Of Red Sox Nation.
The bottom line is that your finger smells like poo.
Oh, what a good comeback.
But a vote is a vote. A vote is a vote.
Your finger smells like poo.
But that smelly finger, Don, that ass finger, is going to actually write down my name. I don't think it's done that way. I don't think you vote.
Write it in brown crayon, sir.
In fact, really, I've been remiss in my duty. I should find out more about what is required.
Isn't you douchebag? Right. I'm going to vote for Mike 1,000 times to be king of the Red Sox.
Thank you.
All right, so get off my cloud.
Wow. Jessica Alba, Rosie O'Donnell. That's the difference.
Between the Red Sox and the, listen, pal,
for the last time, although I'll defend them, I'm a season ticket holder of the Washington Redskins. I am a fan of many teams. The team that I trumpet is the Green Bay Packers. So, dude, what's your problem?
You knocking down the Red Sox and relegating up the Yankees.
Relegating up
How
the
am
Yankees?
I relegating up the Yankees?
By picking on Mike.
He
I'm tired of hearing about the Yankees mimicking his old lady.
No, that's actually what I said initially.
Damn, you are a douche. I swear you are.
No, you're a wipe.
A wipe?
No, well, you're what I wipe with. All right, yeah. S in mine, you know, S-H. I can speak in other languages, too.
Sure you can. Pig Latin.
No.
You're a Red Sox fan. I'm resting two of my
I'm not just... Hey, you listen.
You know
you just...
They
you
hit the delay. Guys, I said nothing. I don't know what this ass wipe said. John, what did he say?
He told you to suck something.
Oh, really?
In Spanish.
There you go.
Espanol. Here's so we have bilingual dumpers now?
Here's your typical Red Sox fan. Are you like Mike? Are you afraid of the Yankees, you big pussy?
Hey!
Mike,
you know
I'm
what?
Sorry. This guy's picked a fight with me.
I know he has. I know. Don't get me into the mix here.
President-elect Mike.
No, you know, sir, you're doing the dividing
Mike can have you. You're a retard. You're a half a man. You're less than a man. The elephant man can beat you at ping pong. Get out of here.
Oh, get out of here,
Jesus
yourself.
Christ. I'll see you at the World Series when the Yankees win again.
Oh!
Get off my phone line.
Oh!
No, you get off my phone line.
No, you get off my phone line, Redskin snorter.
Jesus Christ. You know,
this is like a cross between Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe and Tom Gavin.
I hope you realize that if this guy wasn't in some retarded way a Red Sox fan, you'd be jumping on him harder than I am.
I don't know what...
If he happened to be calling from Sacramento, California, you would be on him like flies on you know what.
I must tell you that I do face a bit of a dilemma here, but I have to tell you, sir, that I am gradually beginning... You're not helping my cause at all. You know, you're really not helping me.
I apologize because
then get off the phone and hang up right now.
Yes, sir.
Because I have tired with you, and this is your president. Hang up the phone.
And my words to you, an American, suck it all.
Grip it. Grip it and rip it.
Suck it.
Suck it good.
And then when you're done, I want you to run around the room and swallow.
I didn't know that we had people that were running the delay button, the dump button, that were bilingual, that spoke fluent Spanish. I didn't realize that.
Yes, it's because see, they... Because
do they route it through El Zol?
It's all outsourced.
They're
people that are sitting in India.
It's an exchange program. We dump their...
Boy, that was, you know, that was a difficult situation. Normally you pick a fight with my best friend here, and it's frustrating for me, but I've got the whole... You know, he buttered me up, you know, and I'm not going to let that happen again, Don. I'm not going to let that happen again.
I saw it your way. I agree with you on the
I know you did.
On the whole stupid thing.
And there I was getting all buttery on the guy because, you know, he mentioned something. You know what that is? That's because of the fight this morning. Yeah, I'm just off my guard a little bit today. I really am.
It's all her fault.
Let's blame her. Hi, Carla. I love you. Thank you. I want to have a pleasant evening. I want to see a smiling face when I come home tonight.
Who doesn't?
That might have already been compromised. That might already be not the case. Hi, how are you? Oh, you listened.
You know what all made me happy when I got home tonight?
What?
Two words. Packed suitcases.
And not hers, of course. Just the guests.
Oh, no. Jan? No.
Of course.
Well, being in your position many times, I always like to make
Thank
sure
you,
we
no.
are very clear on what we say here.
Guest bags.
You had said that tomorrow is the exit date?
I believe so. Sad to see my guests go.
Just one more night.
That's been, I'm sure you're probably used to company by now. It'll be lonely.
It'll be new and different.
A little too quiet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Здравствуй, Данила and
the Russian. Миша.
No, not the Russian guy.
Is this the guy from Belarus again?
Is this Borat again?
No, Borat.
Same guy, though.
Yeah, same guy. Hi there.
Hello.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, hello. That last call was irregular. That's why it went very wrong.
What is your problem?
Hold on. I know what this guy's doing. He's doing the fat guy voice, and he's referencing yesterday the irregular Stones.
Ah, right. The irregular Stones.
I love things that are irregular, Don and Mike.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
I was calling to let you all know.
Turn down your radio, dude.
I turned it off.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Now, I'm a Yankees fan simply because I'm from the Bronx. But, Mike, you really cry too much about the Boston Red Sox, man.
Yeah,
if they lose, they lose. If they win, they
can
win.
Can you say that? I can use the letter, right?
Sure, of course you can.
Huh? I don't cry. It's a healthy rivalry for Christ's
sake. Well, actually, Mike, you sound like a female dog when they lose.
You know, and you're a typical Yankee fan, too. You know? And how does it feel to be rooting for a team that's part of the biggest choke in the history of postseason baseball?
Just
in fact, all of sport.
Win, I could care less.
All of sport, as a matter of fact.
Hey, as long as they win.
How's
hey, Rob?
That feel?
Hey, Rob.
No, Rob doesn't want to be brought into your little web.
Well, there's only one reason Rob doesn't want to talk to him. I know why. Yeah, right, because he's a black guy.
Exactly.
That's why Rob didn't want to talk to him.
I know. And Buzz, God loves you. He really does.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
No, he doesn't. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
By the way, if you'd like to nominate Mike to be the president of Red Sox Nation, 1-877-RED-SOX-9. That's 1-877-RED-SOX-9 to nominate Mike O'Mara as president of Red Sox Nation.
Oh, Buzz, you shouldn't have done that.
Really? What if you got elected?
I would rule fairly. Don is dialing. Don is dialing the number now.
What is it? Red Sox 9.
Right. 877-RED-SOX-9. Everybody call.
Red Sox.
Yeah. By the way, it's a $14.95 fee to be nominated.
So it's going to cost people that much money?
I don't know. Let's find out. Here it is.
You're welcome, baby.
Join the hottest backdoor party.
It's going to cost.
I like to get bent over.
I like it more.
But you're going to have to spit on my tight.
Can do.
Let's get this party started, baby. Put your fingers in my...
This is a weird...
Wow.
Hey, you're... Boy, you are doing a masterful job of riding that volume
this
control.
This is a really weird Red Sox biggest fan line.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Satisfy your fantasies now. Indulge in a sexy private one-on-one session. Join the hottest, nastiest group action that's happening now.
Yeah, it's a group
listen
action.
To our erotic triple X recorded stories. Or use our exclusive dating network to meet sexy singles in your local...
What if I want
to
vote for Mike?
...nationwide. To start the hot action, enter your credit card number followed by the pound sign now.
He said it was $14.95, so that's it.
Except MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover. Or to have the cost of this call deducted from your checking account, press the number 1 key now. When paying by check, you can get discounts off our regular...
That's what I would do is pay for phone sex by check.
I don't understand how the Red Sox could
have
authorized this.
If you don't have a credit card or a check, no problem. Just call us at 1-900.
Make a money
press
now.
1 for microcheck pay-as-you-go service to get off now. Thank you.
Thank
Using
you.
The next available check in your checkbook.
Thank you.
Please enter the check number found in the top
wow.
right-hand corner of
They're
your
really
check.
They're really in your pocketbook,
followed
aren't
by
they?
The pound three, sign.
Jeez. Okay. Jeepers creepers. Are you putting in, like, just a
Thank
number?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, starting at the bottom left corner of that same check, please enter all the numbers on the check, ignoring dashes or spaces, gotcha. Followed by the pound sign.
The routing number.
Don's putting his check number in.
I've just right taken now. Random numbers.
And the bank number.
Thank you. Please enter your 5-digit zip code.
Excelente.
Congratulations, baby. You've been selected as an exclusive member of our hardcore sex club. No credit card.
How the hell did that work?
Just call us at 1-900.
Oh, no. They passed me off to a thing where,
oh,
you, 900 where, you, where you call a 900
Plus,
number.
Threesomes, group sex, fetish action, hardcore chat.
You know, where is the Red Sox prompt?
I know. At 1-900.
I want to vote for you, Mike.
G-I-R-L.
I haven't heard one thing about the hometown team.
Sorry about that.
Well, that's a shame.
So, so sorry.
Man.
Well, many calls are standing by, but we've got a much more important job to handle today.
Okay. Amen.
This now would be the punishment of Matt the Pollock.
Yeah. Yes.
Let me explain to you how this went down on the show yesterday. We've been chatting about the Elvis Peanut Butter Cups.
Wonderful new candy product.
Yeah. The Elvis Peanut Butter Cups by Reese's, a Hershey company, that are available nationwide. Everywhere. You can go on any corner and find them.
You brought it up that you had seen one in your backyard. You'd actually been around Virginia, and you'd also seen them down at the beach.
Yeah. So we sent the interns out yesterday to see who could be the first. Leroy Montgomery and Matt the Pollock. Matt the Pollock totally failed.
Yeah, and he came back with a smart-ass attitude and a regular Reese's peanut butter cup and a banana. Like, that was going to make it right.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, while that is going on, Leroy actually did find the product that we asked.
He did.
But Leroy was beat here by our listeners when we threw it open to them.
For $1,000.
To show our stupid interns how easy it is to go out and find this candy.
Now,
and
the winning peanut butter cup was found by a game. Was his name Joe?
Joe was his name.
Joe actually found it less than five minutes from here at the Shell station. Within spitting distance of the radio station.
Yep. And how about this? Montgomery got here with them at 7:06 last night.
Did
so
he really?
He still followed through, although too late.
Montgomery is our winner. He's the winning intern. He will be outside today. Now, Matt, the intern, will be in a kiddie pool, and he will be wearing a two-piece. Mm-hmm. Here is where you, the listeners of the show, get to help out today.
Right.
Oh.
There will be nothing done to Matt's face or Matt's chest. We are going to ask you to come by and help fill the pool. Now, there are a few ground rules for filling Matt's punishment pool.
Please listen carefully.
Fill the pool.
Fill his pool.
Please come and fill the pool with some of our suggested fillings.
All right.
Or be creative and choose your own. Please avoid the following.
All right.
Bleaches, detergents, solvents, gasolines,
what?
Acids, lye,
okay.
Diesel fuel, lighter fluid, formaldehyde, paint, broken glass,
what?
Pointy things, electronics, acetone, that's nail polish remover,
right.
And poisons of all sorts. Remember, we don't want to kill him.
Yeah, and we'll check you every time. Everybody that comes by with something, we have to check it before you put it in Matt's pool.
We just want to learn him real good.
Right.
Now,
what does that leave?
Those are the list of items that must be avoided.
I'm out of ideas.
We encourage Gatorade, soda, regular and diet, beer, wine, liquor, none in his mouth, condiments of all varieties, dairy products, fresh and suspect, baked goods, eggs, raw preferred.
I was hoping you'd say eggs.
Pickles, all kinds, and ice.
You know, it sounds like you're reading the Elvis list there. Brown and serve rolls.
Sauces including, but not limited to, chocolate, soy sauce, barbecue sauce, apple sauce, cranberry sauce, Bernays sauce, hollandaise sauce, marinara sauce, pesto, Alfredo, and queso. What, Robbie? A quesadilla. Sorry.
Queso bueno.
Beef and meat-based liquids, including but not limited to gravies, marinades, raw chicken juice, ham leavens, au jus, Yorkshire pudding, and hearty homemade stew.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, this sounds good. He's going to smell so good when he leaves tonight.
International favorites, including but not limited to gefilte fish.
Oh, hello.
Kimchi.
Yeah, kimchi's good stuff.
Kung Pao anything. Salsa. Greasy noodles. Olive oil. Sour cream. Grated cheese. Escargot. And real thick, sticky plum sauce, like the kind you get in the good restaurants.
Delicious and good for the skin.
The lawyers want us to say, the Don and Mike Show encourages you to be creative and to impress us. We reserve the right to approve or decline fillings, but most of all, have fun.
Have fun with it, yes, sirree. That's all, you know, as a matter of fact, don't all lawyers always say that? Have fun.
They're all about fun.
Sure.
So young Polish Matt awaits you in his feminine swimwear.
I can't wait to see his outfit.
He has a 100% plastic a geyser blast pool.
Right.
You're making that sound better than it is.
And again, everything is open to be in his pool except these items. Bleaches, detergents, solvents, gasoline, acids, lye, diesel fuel, lighter fluid, formaldehyde, paint, broken glass, pointy things, electronics, acetone, and poisons. Other than that, wide open, okay. Friends.
Have fun, as our lawyers like to say.
But most of all, comma, have fun.
Have fun, yeah. And I think it's important to point out that with the electrical storms in the area today, Matt's kiddie pool will be located underneath the tree.
Now, the good news for Matt is that in case of rain, that will hopefully dilute the gooey mess that he's going to be sitting in for the next 4 hours.
That is correct.
You should also know that we're doing this to him because he comes to us with a boatload of Polish attitude.
Oh, yeah. He has more attitude than any intern I can ever remember.
This guy yesterday, when he came in, did the job half-assed.
And then he came in with his little shtick, like he could bring a peanut butter cup and a banana and make it all right. Mm-hmm. Well, that just didn't fly.
And you know, giving us those looks like we're lying that this product is available
I've
on the market.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Johnny, our producer, before the show today, and John said that he called him this morning and said, I need you to help me go shopping for my bathing suit.
Yeah, apparently Matt's been running Johnny an attitude. John was saying Matt was angry at him.
Yeah, it said I'm so pissed. John, what was that discussion about?
Thank you so much for reaching out. Thank you. Have a good one. That was a guest call. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. What was going on between you and Matt this morning about his bathing suit?
Yeah, he sent me an email earlier this morning that, you know, he'd gotten drunk last night and was not feeling all that great, and he was on his way out to get the pool. Huh. At about 11 o'clock, he gave me a call back, said, I've got the pool, but I think I need some help picking out my two-piece.
Jeez. Oh,
and I said, well, why? You know, I'm sorry. I got stuff I need to do. I can't do it. He said, well, you help me pick out the dress. I said, well, I don't have time today.
Like, he can't go into a clothing store and pick out a woman's bikini.
A nice bikini for himself.
You know, I don't know anything about picking out a two-piece. And I said,
as opposed to a men's bikini.
And he said, there's like six girls standing here picking stuff out. I said, ask one of them. And he didn't want to do that.
Is it true with John, that he lives with women?
Yeah, two of them.
He has two female roommates?
Yeah. Are they lesbians?
Nope.
They are now.
Are they hot?
Yeah.
Is that a question mark on the end of that?
Yeah.
Come on, you're a ballsy guy. Be honest. Answer the question
He's
honestly.
With them, you know.
You what?
Yeah, one more than the other.
One more than the other? Is the other one really a dog?
I wouldn't say that.
He's so subtle. He thinks he's going to get away with that with me. He looks at me and he goes, I wouldn't say that. And then he nods his head.
So you're the one that you're banging is hot, and the other one's a pig.
Right.
Are you banging either one of them?
No.
Of course not.
Lord knows I have enough problem with ex-girlfriends. I don't need one living with me.
All right, yeah, because you're such a
yeah.
You're
trail, a stud muppet.
You're so cocksure. Right.
Trail of broken
Quite
hearts.
Quite the opposite. Oh,
God.
Do you have a peephole in the bathroom?
You know he does.
How many roommates do you live with?
Just the two.
So it's just you and two girls?
Three's company?
And how?
Come and knock on our door.
And how? So, John, when did he get mad at you this morning?
Oh, that was at the point where he decided, he figured out there was no chance that I was coming to help him. Mm. And he closed the conversation with, I hate you for this, and hung up on me.
Oh, there we go. See, a ton of attitude.
I'll see you later first.
What was that?
I hate you, but I'll see you later, buddy.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Thanks. Semantics.
Right. I hate you, buddy.
All right. Anyway, let's get him in here and see his bathing suit.
Yeah. Go ahead. Put it on.
He should have it on right now. He should be ready to come in for his reveal, Mike.
Well handled with your roommates, too, Matt. Now one of them's going to be pissed off at you.
Well, the one that you're not banging is going to know she's a pig. Although she probably knows that if she owns a mirror.
Of course, he's not banging either one of them. And that doesn't surprise me either.
You know why? Because they probably think he's gay.
I don't know why they think that.
You know what's amazing? He fills out the brassiere.
He's got the
he
man
actually
boobs.
Fills the brassiere. He's got man sure. teeth. Yeah.
He's got the man boobs. And why did you get pink?
How come the bottoms don't match the tops?
I'm not good at this. What do you want from me?
Well, I mean, did you buy...
It's not a matching bikini.
No, it's not a matching bikini. If I may, this is what's in this year.
Joe.
Is mismatched bikini.
Okay, yeah, that's our fashion consultant.
In that case, he's hot.
Fashion consultant Joe Artinger is...
I went with a little Princess Leia look on this one.
Jesus, look at him.
All right, we're taking your picture right now for the website, for DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah, you know you want to. Hey, John, hold on. He's going to give you a real post.
Come on.
He's going to give you an over-the-shoulder post.
Come
on.
Should I start doing some
lunges? No. Give him your pouty over-the-shoulder gay pose.
Did you like that one?
What's this one?
Here we go. Give it to him. No wonder you have two female roommates. They got to think you're half a fag. They really do.
You know, that bottom looks more like a diaper than anything
else. It does look like a diaper. And that's going to be covered with all sorts of crap by the end of the day.
All right. Well, this is going to be a sweet moment for Leroy Montgomery.
Oh, he's got to be delighted.
Our number one draft choice from the University of Nebraska.
Amen.
He's got all the skills. He runs a 4.3 40. He's got a vertical leap of 7 feet 2 inches, and he's very well spoken. His role model is Mike Vick.
Yes, sir.
And his hobbies are making it rain at strip clubs
and dogfighting.
Anyway, where is Leroy?
Let's bring. Oh, he's got the wireless outside.
Outside here is Montgomery. Good. Hey, Montgomery.
Montgomery, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Hey, what's up? This will be a sweet moment for you, Montgomery, won't it?
This is going to be great.
It's going to be good. And Montgomery, let's congratulate you officially on the air. Thank you, Montgomery, for taking the job and making it back to the station with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. We all
Way to go.
Applaud you, Amen. Leroy Montgomery.
And now you, Montgomery, you will be point man today as people bring by the condiments and whatever they want to dump on Matt as he sits in his kiddie pool in his women's bikini. And I keep saying women's bikini. It's actually a bikini.
And the good news for you, Leroy Montgomery, is that this is your chance to shine. You're going to be in control of the microphone. And also we're going to just make sure that you have the list of products to avoid to make sure that everything that Matt is soaking in.
Not that
is...
we wouldn't want to see him burn to death with acid, but it just can't happen.
Next
today.
Time, maybe.
It would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Montgomery, stand by. Here comes Matt. Get out there, Matt.
There he goes. And it does look like a diaper.
You have to
a
see
diaper
this.
With a pink ribbon around it.
Was maple syrup brought up in that?
Maple syrup is A-okay, pal.
Excellent choice, Joe.
Look at the joy in Joe's
Do you
face.
Have some, Joe?
No.
He has none.
But I'd like some.
Okay, so he's making a suggestion to listeners.
I thought of olive oil originally, or Wesson oil.
That's a good one.
Oh, also that would good. Be wonderful.
Any oil.
I would like to recommend fish sauce, wonderful Asian condiment that's used. I certainly enjoy the gefilte fish as well.
Here's a serious one.
Yeah.
What about, like, douching stuff?
Well, vinegar.
Vinegar and water.
Sure.
Yeah, Summer's Eve.
That's what I mean. So you could go to CVS and
perfect.
And buy a whole bunch of douching kits.
Absolutely.
All right.
Enjoy yourself.
Well, let's check it outside now with...
Salad dressings are nice.
Leroy Montgomery. That's a good one, too, Buzz.
Blue cheese.
Oil. Anything oil.
A nice Italian salad dressing from Seven Seas.
Thousand Island. Yeah, there you go.
Hello, Leroy.
Yes, I'm definitely live out here with... Matt the, I don't know what to call him, but
Matt the
he's here. Yeah, he's here.
Matt the Pollock, is he in the pool?
He has not quite yet jumped in the pool yet.
You're his supervisor today, so I would instruct him to get into the pool.
Matt, get into the pool.
Montgomery, no diving.
No diving.
No diving, Matt.
Yeah, he'll hurt himself, and he would.
He would.
He's that kind of intern.
A 5-foot pool, 14 inches
deep. Oh, I heard
deep.
The splash.
Matt just jumped into the pool.
And it's a kind of a weird retribution for the sins of our forefathers. For the next 3 hours and 15 minutes, you are the master and he is your slave.
That's cool.
And you are, yeah, that's cool.
That's good.
And you're large and in charge. And what we need to just, we'll check in with you, Leroy Montgomery, and you tell us what's in the pool, what's been brought by, and more importantly, how Matt's doing.
That I definitely will do.
That's right. And all of Matt's mic time today, you know, make sure the microphone is at least about a foot away from him. So he's not getting what he treasures more than anything else right
Air
now.
Airtime.
Airtime.
And Montgomery?
Yes?
This is your first elongated broadcast experience. Here's broadcasting rule 101. You try to paint a picture for the listeners. So I'm going to ask you now in 60 seconds to describe Matt's body.
Matt is definitely moving his left and his right foot around in the pool. He's kicking the water. He has on a pink top with gold little, you know, like a little gold connection. These white, I guess, underwear with a tie, a white and pink tie.
How about his body, Montgomery?
Describe his body, Montgomery.
He's got a little gut. And pretty hairy. Pretty hairy young gentleman.
Yeah.
Pretty hairy young gentleman.
Is he the hairiest white man you've ever seen?
I don't know if he's white.
Matt Montgomery, what sports do you think, seeing the body that he has, what kind of sports do you think he would be qualified for?
Drinking beer.
Uh-huh. If you had to pick a position for him to play on a football team, what position would it be?
Water boy.
All right. He is, and he does have a need of a brassier because he's got the mitts, doesn't he?
He's definitely got the mix. Oh, man, this is hilarious.
All right, Leroy.
Thank you, Leroy.
You know, see, there's some intern payback
going
on because you got to know that ever since Leroy Montgomery showed up, Matt the Pollock behind the scenes is back there running him an attitude.
Like he's the superior guy.
I'm the guy that's been here. You know, you go out and you get me something to drink if I need something to drink.
And that splashing you heard, of course, was the water that's the limited amount of water that's in the kiddie pool. Of course, it will be soup by the end of the day.
We hope so. And soup is fine as well.
I hope it'll be a thicker soup. You know, I hope it's more like a stew.
I would suggest some nice tomato soup.
That would be lovely.
Something just for color.
Yeah. And, you know, cream of anything.
Fruits and vegetables.
So to speak.
One of each kind of clam chowder.
Some Firebird.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, delightful. That's just making it, you know, really, really unpleasant. And, you know, the type of foodstuffs that are going to linger on his body.
Skunky beer. Skunky beer would be great.
We should mention again that our new outdoor studios are located on the corner of Rockville Pike and what is it?
Hubbard Drive.
And Hubbard Drive, right across the street from Supergiant Sports Authority and Barnes & Noble.
Yes, come by and have a great time. And if you want to dump something into a Matt's kiddie pool, feel free. If you just want to stare at him, we encourage that as well.
The first round of photos are up in the photo gallery. Pleased to be enjoying Matt in his bikini.
Very good.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if we could just slip acid in there? No, of course not. That's not going to happen. Just kidding. I like to make the lawyers nervous that way.
Just listen to them.
This is not very junk flattering. I must say.
Oh,
this is good.
Referring to his package.
I know what's going on. Is Matt has no headphones.
Yeah, hey.
It's driving him crazy because he doesn't know what's going on. So.
Act like we've gone off the air right now, please, Leroy Montgomery.
Yeah, don't wise him up.
As a matter of fact, say, all right, they went to commercial.
Dude, they just went to commercial. They're probably coming out right now.
Rob, go on out there. Just make sure he's okay.
Yeah, good.
Or wait a second like you would and then go out.
Yeah.
Really, have Joe and Rob and John go out like they would.
Yeah, guys, go out like it's a regular smoke break.
Like it's a break. That's good.
I forgot to do that. Oh, did I drop something?
And now we'll just listen to stupid Matt.
Working on his bits.
It's a good idea. Now they're all going out.
Taking a break.
I'm shocked you didn't like the ensemble.
How's it going?
Should I? Yeah, of course.
I hope they go over and talk to him.
Surprised we haven't had any profanity yet.
It's early.
There goes Rob. You know what?
Rob will generate.
This would be like it would be on the show because Rob, the three of them, John and Joe and Rob, are standing out there screaming, and now Rob has headed over.
He'll prompt them.
It's going to be a long day. You don't want to start standing now.
I get excited every time someone drives by.
I've been waving.
This is terrible.
This pool, I love the pool, but it is terrible.
Play with the toy.
It's not plugged in.
Montgomery's voice.
There's a floating sprinkler in the pool.
This is a Matt the Pollock laugh.
He loves this.
Spread his legs.
He's looking at you, kid.
How come none of our dummies are saying anything?
Because they're dummies.
Why don't you go out there now, take a smoke break, and just lounge by? You know how to play it. Why send a boy to do a man's job?
Maybe I should be laying uphill.
What's happening?
He is seated out there with his legs far apart.
Oh,
it's quite a sight.
He's loving life right now.
He
right?
is. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Mike's going out there now. Mike will say something to him. Now, I see we got a bunch of listeners walking by with cell phones, but nobody's dropped off any stuff, have they, Robbie?
We need some goods.
Mix it in a little diluted.
You don't get phased, do you, boy?
Not much.
Going to be out here for a long time.
Well,
that's a dumb.
He just said the F word.
Had to happen.
Mike, you forgot something. I got the package.
Shut up.
He's showing Mike his genitals.
He always does.
He's so stupid.
He is.
Listen to him laughing.
He's sitting.
No smoking inside.
He's sitting in 1 inch of water. In a bikini.
That's all I wanted to do was get him to say the F word.
He did right away.
How long did that take?
Right away. Like within 5 seconds, he dropped the F bomb.
Hi. How are you? Well, I wanted to get the whole effect.
Sure.
Had to be I don't really smoke normally. This is Dixie.
All right, so listen, we're set up. As you know.
Did you happen to hear what he said to me as I was walking away?
No, what did he say?
He said, hey, Mike. And he spread his legs and went, check out the package.
Oh, no, we heard it. That's what I said. He was showing you his genitals.
Yeah, he was. And they're very small.
Maybe now you've heard this boy and you know why he needs desperately to be in a pool of filth by the end of today's show.
Now, I'm going to tell our listeners, you will never take the smile off of his face.
No.
You know, as a matter of fact, with all those things the lawyers mentioned, he'd still be smiling, but we can't have any of that. But he will be smiling, but let's make it an unpleasant smile.
All right.
He really likes you, Mike.
I know he does.
He does.
He's a fan.
And how is Leroy Montgomery enjoying his moment in the sun?
He's enjoying it. He's having a great time. There you are, Matt. He's got a lovely pink top. And,
how's his body?
His body, he's not in very good shape. He isn't.
Okay, come on by.
He's a very fat fellow.
Come on by and fill the pool.
Please come by.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.